This week's podcast is brought to you by Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. Also, Al Starnes and Coldwell Banker Realty.
All right, Rocket Nation, we're here for the Monday podcast. It's Labor Day, but these guys have been out here getting ready. First part of the week for Ballard County and going over the film. Coach Thompson and Coach Courtney are here with us today. Coach Thompson, let's talk about the Webster County game. Nice victory. I know you don't feel like you started real strong, but you got it done when you needed to.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were worried going into the game after last week's practice effort. Every day we came in as coaches and just was concerned at the level that we were practicing at. So we kind of expected to go into the game slow, just strictly because they're 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old boys and didn't take the week serious. But, you know, once we got in them a little bit and explained to them that now's the time to turn the tide and give a little bit more effort and take care of this and don't put yourself in a situation to let a team that's not as good as you beat you, they really answered. So to show that they could do that is big for us. We know that we're young and that this is going to happen at times, but we gotta start limiting how much that does happen. So it showed improvement.
A 48-21 victory. I know some people over around Dixon maybe think that score would be impossible the way they were looking at it going in it. But they are a much improved team, I think, especially offensively. They're not they showed us early on they could score. But then we responded and just got an incredible effort from Xander, and he just he showed what we're going to be able to see week in, week out, I believe, didn't he?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're a team that, I like I told you last week, I don't know that how much improved they are as opposed to just they're a year older. It's the same guys that they've had. You know, they got a new player here and there, but it's just the same guys they've had. So they're a team. They were able to throw the ball last year if they had time. But what it comes down to is we let them come out and do that. We let them think that the game was going to be something differently than what it should have been. But in the end, we shut it down. And, you know, you talk about X, you know, we've been telling people for a year that this guy is a running back. He's a guy that he plays downhill, plays behind his pads, and it can be explosive at times. He's someone that we're going to depend on throughout the year to be big, and he continues to do that for us. So,
of course, McAllister came in with 44 yards rushing in that game, and Morganson had 13 and almost a touchdown. We'll talk about that in a minute. Quarterback gave you 42 yards on the ground on 8 carries, but and those are guys we talk about week in, week out. But what about Kiefer Marshall coming in against their first team?
Yeah.
37 yards on 5 carries, your backup running back.
Yeah, Kiefer, you know, he's a quick – a jitterbug type running back, but you know, he showed on Friday once he sticks his foot in the ground, he can get downhill in a hurry as well. You know, a lot of the runs we do are downhill power runs. We're running straight at you, whether we're in the spread or not. And so to get past that first level and then him to be able to explode like he did, he broke a lot of tackles. Mm-hmm. That's what I liked watching him run. And he's a guy that, you know, you can depend on if you need to depend on him, and a guy to come in and be a little bit different than Xander. So, and those other guys we talk about every week, those are guys you're going to see run the ball. We got a lot of guys that we got to get the ball to, so we got to figure out the best way to give them the ball, and they're going to continue to run it.
Of course, on the post-game show right after the game, you talked about the offensive line. Now that you've gone over the film, give us some reflection on that.
We're getting better. You know, it's on one of the notes on the film. We always put notes on the film and share it with the guys before we see them on Monday, so they already know what we're about to talk about. But on one of the notes, you know, I put Ian Ellington, you're my hero, just because the effort he plays with every play he's on the field, no matter what he feels like, what point he is in the game, or up or down, he plays all out from start to finish until the whistle's blown. He drives a kid, he hits him probably in the middle of the field, close to the left hash, and drives him out of bounds, runs back on the field and starts looking for someone else to block before the whistle's blown dead. I mean, you know, that right there, everyone gets to that level of effort, that's when we become a special team. So, you know, our line is growing. You see guys like Riley Gobin making more plays. You see Dylan Yates is doing a lot for us up front. And then you see the Ben Evans and Tucker Sharp and Jagger Hayes all getting better from week to week, and being better than they were the week before. And when they all get on that level that Ian's playing at right now, you see how successful we've been running the ball the first 2 weeks. We will be really dangerous running the ball. So, and then it just goes to show you, Hunter Jones has plenty of time to throw the ball anytime we drop back. So our line is a strength of ours right now, and we hope it continues.
Hunter was 5 for 11 with one interception, 169 yards. A lot of those yards coming off Tyler Boone's long touchdown reception, which is close to a record book reception, by the way.
Yeah.
Not quite, a couple of yards short. But nice job for Hunter passing the ball most of the night there.
Yeah, for sure. And that play is just shows when he does things exactly how he's coached to do them, he's really good. So we got to get him doing that more often. So that we can get more done in the passing game. He knows how to do it. He has the skill set to do it. He's just got to get to where he's confident in everything that's going on around him. Whether it's knowing the progression or the protection in front of him that's slowing him down at times, it just shows when he does everything right, he can be pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Was a nice job offensively, but defensively a great job too. Coach Courtney, just an excellent overall performance by your defense. Hunter Boone had a big night, 13 solo tackles, an interception, some tackles behind line of scrimmage. Lathan Easley, Caden McAllister, both of them near double digits in tackles. So talk about those guys. What an effort.
Starting with Tyler, he was really on, kind of like back to last year. We know he had some health issues coming in and missed some practice early on the year, but there was nothing short of what we expected him to be like this week. He was a man. I mean, he made a lot of plays. And also his pass defense was better, which is something that we've really been trying to work on. And Lathan is kind of the same boat, kind of missed a lot of time and kind of getting to fill it out. And he's been getting a lot of double teams these first 2 weeks. But, man, he's such a bull. Even through those double teams, you see that he makes – play after play. And Caden, he's just a beast every week. He's consistent. He's just so hard-nosed and tough. And he's what a linebacker is mentality-wise. So, yeah, great job by those guys, and I expect to see that week in and week out from those three.
You got the new guy, the transfer student, Noah McGowan, came in. I think it's maybe the third, fourth defensive series. You'd know better where it was. But first series, I think second play was in there, a sack.
Yeah, yeah. Noah's got a lot of upside to him, whole lot. He's also had the finger injury, obviously, and just knowing our scheme kind of is slowing him down. But, man, when he figures it out, it's going to be a problem for some people. Having 2 6'5", 6'6" defensive ends out there at a time together, that's not something I don't know that we've ever seen before at Crittenden County. Yeah. And they look pretty good out there.
Look pretty good. And Maddox Carlson, who's really been coming on, playing well for you as a – kind of a dual role there, platooning role with Jonesy, so that you keep your quarterback on the sideline defensively. And Maddox got injured in the game, diagnosed with a concussion, so he's going to be out for a while, right?
Yeah, we'd expect. I don't know. They're going to have to get released and go through concussion protocol and all this thing. Really don't know yet, but Maddox has been doing a good job. I hate to see him, have to take it out, but I'm sure he'll come back and be right back where he was, because he has been doing a good job filling in for Jonesy, which needs some breaks with playing quarterback, and to get things right on that end was such an important role, and he's did a great job filling in there.
Of course, there's been a lot of talk about the secondary. It kind of grew up this week, and I know you said that you keep pressure on the quarterback. Your secondary doesn't have to do its job as long, but talk a little bit about what happened back there this week.
Yeah, I think the secondary played a lot better. We had a couple of plays that did go to the top on a double move and then just the fade route. But besides that, a lot better. And the pass defense, it hasn't been where it should be. But it's definitely not just the corners and the safeties, not the secondary. Our linebackers and our inverts, as we call them, that rocket whip position, have not been getting the good drops, helping them out very much. Our pass rush has been non-existent at times. So it's been a group effort while we haven't been as good in the past. But I did think we did a better job against a better passing attack than we've seen so far. So there was some positive there, still some things. Obviously, we have to clean up, but definitely some positives. Turning people over. That's the biggest thing.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Four.
If we can turn people over, four interceptions. Four. Yeah, and Turley getting one on the big – reading the screen on the D-line, which was a big thing this week. They like to run a lot of screens, so we knew that was one thing. And if we can turn people over four times a game, then I like what we're doing. A lot of bend, but don't break.
That's like trying to throw the ball over a 10-foot fence whenever Turley's coming at you, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
He's long. Mighty long. All right, Coach Thompson – two weeks, two wins. I know you feel good about that, but we also have some injuries. Let's update on those. Braxton Winders came out with a knee injury, and Rowan Perkins came out. He's a special teams player, and then we've already talked about Maddox. What about these other two guys?
Braxton took a helmet to the side of the knees, bruised up a little bit, pretty sore. He'll start his rehabilitation this week, and then he'll be able to go when he's ready to go. It's one of those things where it's going to be sore. It's almost like you get kneed in the thigh, and you know, they call it a dead leg, and you feel that pressure just hurts until it works out. Well, his is a deep bruise down in there, down there to the bone. It'll take some time to work out. So, you know, we don't want to push him before he's ready to go, but, you know, he's tough, and he'll be ready to go sooner than later. You know, if you ask him, he's going to tell you that he's playing, but – again, he'll be back on the field when he's 100% confident and there's no danger for him. And then Rowan, you know, kind of strained something in his back a little bit, kind of, and he's just having some trouble breathing on Friday, so we just precautionary sent him get checked out, but he's okay. When he's good to go, he'll be released and back in there the same.
All right, well, don't forget about the coach's show on Thursday, and our player profile this week is going to be Ian Ellington. You'll want to tune in and watch that. That comes out on Friday on Facebook. So Rocket Nation, here we go in week three. We'll be down at Ballard County this week. Coach Thompson, here we go.
Yes, sir. We want a big crowd down there. You know, it's one of those fields where the track's around the field, so we need as many people there, because that energy, you know, at Webster, you can't feel that energy when
they're so far removed.
Yeah, but you'll be behind us this week, so it's a lot better for the boys to be able to feed off the energy that our crowd brings. So we want to take as many people this week as we can.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Hello, this is Al Starn with Gold Banker Service First Realty. If you have any real estate needs, if you're looking to buy or sell, give me a call, 270-704-0036. Again, it's Al Starnes, Gold Banker Service First Realty. Thank you and have a great day.
Shara is proud to be a Rocket Booster. Shara on the New York Stock Exchange. That's CHRA on the exchange.